Hello and welcome to Weekly MTG, the news show straight from Wizards of the Coast. I'm one of your hosts, Blake Rasmussen.
I'm your other host, Steve Sanu.
And we've got two great guests and a bunch of stuff to show you today. So we've got Mark and Gavin, both from the Tabletop Studio, both friends of the show.
Hello.
Here before. You're old pros at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just come in, they sit down, they do their thing.
And our job is kind of to look at the upcoming products and create some new ideas. And so today we're going to be talking about some of those upcoming products.
Some of those new products, yeah. So we're going to be talking about four different products today. We're going to actually be unboxing two of them, which are kind of semi-already public. And then we're going to talk about some new stuff.
Yeah.
New stuff.
New stuff that may not even be shown on the screen.
And you are going to have questions.
Yes, you will. And that's
we'll
why
answer some of them.
We might answer some of them.
Maybe. I guarantee you will have questions.
So put your questions in chat. I'm going to write down, and we'll answer the ones that we can towards the end. But first, Steve's going to do the news.
Oh, it's news time. Yeah. We don't have a whole lot of news this week. If you've been paying attention, earlier this week, we announced that the Bannon Restricted update has been moved from November 18 off of Blake's birthday, because BNR does not stand for Blake and Rasmussen, to October 21st. So that's something that a lot of people have been talking about.
The clearest signal we could give that we're banning Muldrifter.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
In all formats.
Yep. But the other thing that happened this week is the Sapphire Division for the MPL played. Let's see the bracket. The top four were Rei Sato and Jessica Estefan in the upper finals, and of course, fan favorites Reed Duke and Piotr Glogowski in the lower semifinals. Let's see how things shook out. Jessica Estefan took her match against Rei Sato using Bant Food, defeating Bant Golos, sending Golos to the lower brackets, and Piotr Glogowski triumphed over Reed Duke with Golgari Adventure. Glogowski would go on to defeat Rei Sato's Bant Golos deck and play Jessica Estefan in the finals, where he took it 2-0 in a best of three matches. So Piotr Glogowski wins the Sapphire Division and will get that day two bye for the Mythic Championship, Mythic Championship 6. So congrats to Canister. Really great matches. If you have the chance to go back and check them out on demand, I'd recommend it. You can check that out right here on twitch.tv/magic in some of the recent videos, as well as on YouTube, Magic's YouTube channel. That's the news for this week. Not a whole lot, because we're doing a lot of it on this show today, Blake.
Yeah, in fact, I have a little bit of extra news before we get to this
extra
stuff.
News that he didn't tell me about from my news segment.
I did. Gosh. I just said I was going to say it.
Ridiculous.
News with
Blake. News with Blake.
Yeah. Just a small bit of news. So we haven't yet announced the pre-release or release dates for Theros Beyond Death or Ikoria.
Yep.
You may not have heard it pronounced that way before. I was told immediately before the show it is Ikoria.
Ikoria.
Ikoria. So we have the release and pre-release dates for you to start planning around. So Theros Beyond Death pre-release weekend is going to be January 17th through 19th. And then release is on January 24th. Those are, of course, in 2020. And then also in 2020, the Ikoria, look at how good I'm doing at this, guys.
We appreciate
the pre-release is happening April 17th and through the 19th, and the release is on April 24th, so exactly 3 months after Theros Beyond Death. All the dates are the same, so mark your calendars. Theros Beyond Death, pre-release, January 17th through 19th. Ikoria, I caught myself there. Pre-release April 17th through 19th.
And where will all these dates be found, Blake?
On our website.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we're updating the product pages, so the coming soon, if you go to the top, click products, they'll say when they're coming. After the show, it'll go up at 3 o'clock. But that's not what you're here for. You're here for some cool products.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with Game Night, which is one that we sort of quietly announced. We did Game Night last year.
Yep.
We're doing it again this year. Mark, this is one of your brainchilds. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what Game Night is, what players can expect?
Yeah, we've known for a long time that some people would love a way to play Magic kind of like a board game, a kind of a contained experience that you can keep on your shelf, you could bring to a game night with your board game group, bring it out for family, like a gaming day with your crew. And so Game Night is a product that we launched last year. We're back this year with the 2019 edition, so it's a lot of the same kind of bones of the product, but we've updated the cards and the content there. So it's 5 ready-to-play decks. This is perfect for trying to get new people in. You can bring this to your friends. If there's you and a friend play Magic, but you know a couple people who don't, like get them all together. This product will take care of you. It's five decks that are 560 card decks that are balanced to play against each other, so it very much works as like a Biosphere experience. It's multiplayer kind of kitchen table, kind of like casual, let's have fun Magic. So the decks themselves are a mix of half cards from M20 and half cards that are reprinted especially for this.
Okay.
And the cards have the expansion symbol that tells you which ones they are. So no cards enter Standard through this product. It's just a mix of cards which happen to be in Standard and cards which aren't.
Okay, so there are slightly older cards. I was looking through it earlier. It looks like it doesn't go back. You're not getting cards from antiquities or something ridiculous like
right.
that. But it goes back maybe a year or two.
Yeah, and in some cases farther. We let our designers kind of go back to that kind of like recent Magic history and find the cards that were fun, that they loved, that they thought would work. So it plays amazing. It's a great experience. And then the face card, each deck has kind of a signature headliner card, which are new. So those are brand new cards. They have the reprint expansion symbol, so they're not part of M20. They don't enter Standard.
Yep.
But they're brand new. They haven't existed before. And they're the kind of finishers. They're the closers. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that you're hoping to draw and kind of get things going. So those are in foil this year. Last year we did the same gag, but we didn't do them in foil this year. We foiled out those cards.
Mm-hmm.
And we have them here.
Should we show them?
Let's show the digital version
brand
first.
New.
And then we can zoom in on the actual cards. So, yep, one of each color. As you can see, they all cost 6 or 7 mana, so they're finishing off the game. One of them draws cards, so clear favorite.
Yep.
And there's a cat beast, though. That was, we kind of polled each other which we thought would be the most popular. Cat beast was the clear winner.
Yeah, exactly. You have a cat beast who comes out and, kills someone from each opponent. We have a Sphinx, which draws cards. We have this Lich, which means anytime anybody is getting attacked, for every time they're getting attacked by anyone, they're losing life. So it really kind of speeds things up.
Mm-hmm.
In red, we have a damage doubler, which is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then in green, we have a big giant that comes out and overruns. So these are, they're fun. They're exciting. They're only available here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a lot of fun in this product. Or you could take these and put them in your Commander deck or take them elsewhere.
Yeah. They look like a blast for Commander. Like, there's some powerful stuff going on there. Blow up each of your opponent's creatures or, let Mark have a card. I'll draw 3 cards and we'll beat up on Blake and Steve. Like, mm-hmm.
I like that.
That sounds right.
Or you put them in the Yarik deck and you draw 6 cards and then Mark and Steve gets to draw a card because... Gavin, you know what you did.
I didn't let you draw a card last time. What was I thinking?
That's a good point. So let's tick off what... Yeah. I think we have a graphic that shows exactly what comes in this, the game night.
Let's find out. There it is.
There it is. So 560 card decks, 5 spin down life counters, 5 life counter platforms, and we'll show off what we mean by that when we come back. 20 +1/+1 counters, 15 double-sided tokens, 5 rules reference cards, 1 for each player, and then 1 like rule book thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love the art on that box too. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
It's got Kiri and Jace.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we decided just to put some of our favorite, most welcoming characters on the box. For a lot of people, again, this might be the first Magic they ever play. Like, this may be the kind of tool that gets them in.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's our welcome mat for the game. We have the decks have kind of a gimmick, so they're half reprint and half M20 cards, and like last year, you can actually use that to do like a mixing and matching mechanic. So they're designed such that you can take like the reprint half of the white deck and the M20 half of the blue deck. You can pick any combination you want and shuffle those together, and they're designed so that that works.
Oh.
And so you can play it at kind of as it is out of the box, and then once you have your head around it, like just start making up combinations. And there's some pretty cool combos that you can build. So it's kind of like semi-automated deck building. Again, you're just picking any two and putting them together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for the player at the table who's feeling ready to I have my head around this. I want to try something with a little more depth. We kind of built that in. So that's pretty cool.
Okay. And then Sean, our producer, can you zoom in on the life platforms and the +1/+1 counters? And Mark, you want to talk a little bit about what those are?
Yeah, so this...
Down there. Yeah, we'll get there.
There will be a zoom.
You move the lid?
The lid.
Okay,
there
we go. Yeah, so this is like a board game style punch out sheet. These come out. And so it's these nice +1/+1 counters. And then these are these little platforms that they're just for fun. Some people really love kind of like setting up their area of the table. You can put that, and then you put your spin down that it comes with, one of each color right on top to kind of track your life. So for some fans, that's it's like it's just a fun part of the game is having their area set up. So we thought we'd help them out. Yeah. And then the deck comes with things like the double-sided tokens that we showed earlier, and these are face cards, but they're in foil this year, so they look great in foil. And
we're getting back to that.
We're getting back to
it.
There it is.
So yeah. Here you go. Those are the face cards available in foil, and
look at that.
Thank you.
That doesn't sound like the noise a cat beast would make, Gavin.
There we go.
We're on track.
Okay, so next up we have the Gift Bundle edition. So this is a Throne of Eldraine product with a shiny box, and this is the gift version of the bundle that most people are used to. It's got a little bit extra going for it, though, right?
Yeah, we over the years we've tried various kind of gift products, kind of something at the end of the year that's perfect for the Magic fan in your life. We have a new product that we're excited to roll out this year. So this is the Throne of Eldraine Bundle Gift Edition. Mm-hmm. And the headline here is it's basically everything that you would expect in the bundle, in the Throne of Eldraine Bundle, plus. So things are dialed up. I don't know if we're going to open it or show the content.
Yeah, we can absolutely open it. We do have a graphic that talks about all the content, so let's put that up while we talk about it.
Even the outer packaging, before we rip it up, like it has this gorgeous foil, kind of rainbow foil with like spot varnish highlights. It's the gorgeous treatment on this thing.
Yeah, we'll get back to the... There we go. Shiny.
So this is just the outer box. Like the outer box of this thing is beautiful. The packaging team had a ton of fun with this.
Spooky.
There you go.
I want that on a looping GIF later.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, if we could, someone could
get that. Please. Did that for the internet.
So we're going to crack
that. We will crack that. Let's talk through the contents real quick. So it does come with one collector booster.
Yep.
It comes with the oversized spin-down life counter. This is the purple life counter that we mistakenly posted for something else, but it's gone on the internet. It's a lovely life counter. We'll look at it in a second.
Yep.
So it comes with 10 Throne of Eldraine booster packs. It comes with 20 regular basic lands, 20 foil basic lands. And Mark, are those, I'm assuming all those basic lands are the Throne of Eldraine art versions?
Yep. So yes, some of the components in here are exactly what is in the regular version of the bundle. So the same, in bundles nowadays, we have a mix of foil and regular lands. That's true of the regular Throne of Eldraine bundle, and we carry that over here. The 10 boosters are the same 10 boosters you would have found. But then, here we throw in that collector booster. There's a promo card, the Piper of the Swarm. This is the same Piper of the Swarm. We didn't want to like keep splitting this. So this is the same Piper of the Swarm in the regular bundle. So that's available here. We've dialed up the... we've thrown in the collector booster, and then we've dialed up the packaging. So this is the deck box, and people will recognize... But this is not the deck box that they've seen before. This is not the traditional. It has this gorgeous special kind of like graphic style rendering.
We'll actually put it. Hopefully Sean can cut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is this, in my opinion, one of the most gorgeous deck boxes we've made. We had this art specially commissioned for this. Really kind of shows off the world of Eldraine. So you can't get this anywhere else. Even the spin down. So the bundles now come with these oversized spin downs.
Yep.
But for this, for the gift edition, you get this extra crazy. And it's hard to show this on camera, but it has this like pearlescent, semi-transparent. It's just, this thing is gorgeous. So this is a very special spin down you can only get here. It's different from the spin down you see in a regular bundle. Bundles have kind of like a advertisement space. They have this insert. And here we just said, let's just go all the way with art. So on one side, we've taken the Javier art, so this is Fervent Champion. And it's just like an art piece. You put this up; it's gorgeous. It's like on this nice thick stock. You could put it up in your cubicle or your locker. And on the other side, we took one of our favorite pieces of art from the set, Flaxen Intruder, and that's just big here. So, just some little details, but we thought this is the gift. We wanted something that every Magic player would be thrilled to open up as a present. So we thought, what are things that are just going to be? They're going to cut across the board, and regardless of exactly what style of player you are, We hope everyone would be excited to have like a gorgeous deck box, a bunch of boosters, a collector booster, and some fun bonuses.
Yeah,
and
holidays are coming up. I'd love to open this.
And where can you get these?
You can get this everywhere. So this will be available in WPN stores. This will be available in Mass. So, yeah, we want to put this out there. It's limited quantities, and we hope people like it.
Yeah.
You know, if you need to get me a gift for the holidays, just let me know. This sounds great. Bring it up. Mom, if you're watching, here we are.
So mark your calendars. This release is November 15th.
November 15th,
is when
yep.
it is coming out.
Okay. Gift edition. Bottle gift edition.
Oh, no. I want one.
That's our show, right? We're done.
Look at the ticker down on the bottom.
What?
There's like other categories.
More?
There's one that says announcing. So these first two products, very cool. They were semi-public before, so stores have known about them. They've been on our WPN site. Two things we have to talk about. Two things. Completely new. Gavin's rubbing his hands together because he's going to tell us all about them. Gavin, why don't you tell us about something called,
Maybe we should just throw the logo up.
Can I say a little preamble of this one before we throw anything up?
Please do.
So there's a style of Magic set that is very popular.
Yep.
And we came out with a style of this Magic set in the not-too-distant past, and it went over really well.
Yeah.
And so we started thinking, man, maybe we should try doing some more things like this style of Magic set. So we are. Let me introduce you to Unsanctioned.
Unsanctioned.
Whoa.
Bam! Check out that awesome logo. So exciting. Okay, so here's what's going on, folks. Unsanctioned, first of all, to get it out of the way, this is not a full unset. This is not a 200-plus card Magic set or anything like that with all new cards or anything. But it does have a lot of exciting stuff going on, including a bunch of new cards.
Yeah.
So can I just run through what's going on here?
You know what, Gavin, I'm tossing the baton to you.
Nice.
You're excited.
Now Gavin does the news.
It's unsanctioned. Yeah. I love it. Right. I'm taking it away from Blake.
Gavin,
I'm so excited.
Unplugged. That's the next
Gavin
after
unsanctioned. Gavin unplugged.
Yeah, Gavin unplugged.
Okay, so here's what it is. First of all, it's a box.
Okay.
And it's pretty exciting stuff. Inside the box are 5 30-card undecks. There's one for each color, white, blue, black, red, green. And there's a mix in these decks of new cards and also old unreprints. We were thinking, wow, those old sets, unglued, unhinged, there's not very many of them out there in the world. Let's get more of people's favorite cards. So a lot of your favorite reprints, the ones that you might want for your cubes or you know you just like playing with it with because they're hilarious, you'll find them inside of this product, including a couple pieces of new artwork on those as well.
Now, Gavin, a hallmark of unsets I know, and some that I love and some that Blake loves, some that all people love, are those really great lands that come in unsets.
Oh, absolutely.
This is a box set. Are we doing that for this?
Yes, yes, Steve, you got
you
right to the point.
I'm going
off the rails.
He knows he's in charge.
Yeah, so in addition to all these new cards and reprints that you're getting that are really fun, there's a bunch of new lands in this product.
Yeah.
So there are 10 lands in a super cool treatment. We're not going to show you today. Stay tuned for the future to see what those are. But 10 lands in a super cool treatment, 5 foil, 5 non-foil, so you can get them in either way, in the box to complement all the decks. You can kind of go bling out your commander deck or you know whatever favorite deck you have with these really cool looking lands. Additionally, we put basic lands in all 5 of the decks that are not those, that have a brand new piece of art commissioned just for that color in that set. So there's a total of 10 new pieces of art on just the lands alone, 5 of the special alternate frame lands and 5 on the normal frame lands that show up inside the decks themselves. The reprints are, like I said, a lot of fan favorites. And then the new cards that are the non-land new cards, there's 16 of them in total. 3 per deck plus 1 that goes in all the decks. And these are all things, not all of them, but many of them are things players have been asking for in the Unworld. Like, oh man, I wish we could have got X. It's sort of like some extra content for your favorite Un strategies. So there's a lot of fun to be had there.
When he said, I wish we could have gotten X, he doesn't literally mean the card X.
No, X.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's an actual
point. Great point. So it's a blast. And the way you play this is kind of unique and innovative. You grab you and your buddy, me and Mark sit down, and we open up this box, and we grab 2 of the 30-card decks, or I grab 2 of the 30-card decks, he grabs 2 of the 30-card decks, we shuffle our two choices together and then battle. So maybe I pick white and blue, and he picks green and black, and then we play, and we have a weird, wacky experience, and some of the cards work in different ways, and then we're like, oh man, that was fun, and we unsort our decks, and then this time I grab red and blue, and he grabs black and white, and you shuffle, and I shuffle red and blue, he shuffles black and white, and it's like an entirely different feeling experience, because those cards synergize in different ways. So it's a really fun repeat play kind of experience, plus a bunch of exciting new uncards, and some, I wish I could show them to you today, some really sweet lands that you're just going to have to wait a little longer to see, but they're awesome.
So the one thing we can show you, we have a graphic.
Oh, yeah. Check this out.
Of all the stuff we can tell you, and a lot of it Gavin rolled through today. So the product contains 5 30-card silver-bordered decks. Like you said, 16 brand-new cards. So never before seen. And then, of course, the rest are made up of unreprints.
Yep.
And it's got 2 6-sided dice. It's got 10 double-sided tokens, which has also been something Unsets have done before. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's got the 10 full art basic lands, 5 foil, 5 not. And then it comes in 1 reusable box. So it sounds kind of similar to Game Night,
yeah,
but for the uncrowd.
It's like un-Game Night.
Un-Game Night.
Yeah, if you're just welcoming your playgroup into Magic, I recommend Game Night. If you're a bunch of like deep, grizzled Magic players, I recommend Unsanctioned. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And it's a blast. You'll be laughing the whole time.
Yep.
You know, we've played some games, and you'll just be smiling and, mm-hmm, and enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
And plus, yeah, you get some tokens, especially for cards that haven't gotten tokens in the past. You get those dice. Magic hasn't done a lot of six-sided dice before, so
yep,
that's really cool.
Yep.
So there's some really neat stuff going on in here.
Do we actually have a graphic, Sean? No, we don't. We don't have a graphic.
We don't have a graphic.
Blake lied to you.
I did. I apologize.
Blake lied to everybody in chat.
That's okay, because we do have an article going up on Daily MTG as well after this stream that'll detail some of the stuff, and I believe it shows off the product shot, if I'm not remembering.
And we're saying off when this comes out, right?
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about this whole product, it releases next year on February 29th.
Yes.
So it's a leap year. What better time to release an unproduct than on the day that only exists every 4 years? So February 29th, Unsanctioned, coming to a local game store near you.
Cool.
Yeah, check in 4 years later for Unsanctioned 2.
Yeah.
when we have another leap here.
Yep. Yeah, it's a real blast. We had a great time on this one. So.
And where can you get Unsanctioned?
Yeah, you'll be able to get it in game stores, mm-hmm, as well as in your mass market stores. And is it going on? Yeah, at least in those two places.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we have one more thing to talk about.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Gavin, why don't you show everybody your shirt? So Gavin tweeted out a picture earlier today and said we had to announce some stuff and with this shirt. This shirt was perfect.
And you know, I said we'll be announcing something, and well, if you want to know what it is, just look at the shirt.
Yeah. It's this. Zoom in. Maybe.
Give it to me.
Get in there.
Here. Sean, go to my single.
It's going to take a second. It's literally a mystery. Find out more. Where, Gavin?
Magic Fest Richmond.
That's it. Big question mark. That's all you get on that one today.
Yeah, I'll say that the one thing I will say is that Magic Fest Richmond, we're going to have a special pre-release event on Thursday. Sign up for it if you want to know what's in the set.
That's it.
I've wanted to do this for a long time, and now I've got that power. So here we go.
Yeah. So, do you have questions, Chad?
What would they have
questions about?
Yes, they do, including many that are just like question mark, question mark, question mark.
That's appropriate.
I'm just going to point to my shirt over and over.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
They are all noticing that the package said convention edition.
Huh. Weird. Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
It's that. That's on there. That's really.
That's mysterious.
It's so mysterious.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do a mystery pre-release for a long time, so it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Gavin, will the contents of Mystery Booster be modern legal?
It's a mystery.
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
We could do this all day.
I'm just going to answer on Twitter. I'm just going to like repost a picture of me in this shirt many times over the course of the next
just
month.
Record a video of yourself saying it's a mystery and then just
yeah.
I will say I'll be there. So I'll be at Richmond because I want to see how this whole thing plays out.
There is. We are not going to open the booster. We are cowards.
That's true.
There is going to be an article posted on Daily MTG after this as well.
It will not have any more information than we just told you.
Article I have ever written.
I sat there while Blake wrote it. It is very, very short.
Yeah, exactly.
But you will be able to go onto CFP events shortly and actually sign up for this event.
That is the next thing we should show. So we have a website. So this website may not be ready until 3 p.m. cfbevents.com/mystery. It might ask you for a password until 3 p.m. Check it out at 3 p.m. They're not going to have much more information either.
Or just crack the password, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Don't do that.
No. Yep. So let's see. We had a question. Are there spin-downs?
Dennis is in chat, and he says the website is ready.
Excellent. Right. The website is
nice
live.
Work, Dennis.
Go there. Good job, Dennis.
You're great.
Yeah.
So go sign up. There's only 512 spots for that first pre-release event, so try and get one in one now.
Okay. So have a couple questions that we'll go through. The question that I'm sure a lot of people will ask Gavin, was Mark Rosewater involved in Unsanctioned?
Yes, he absolutely was. So I kind of came up with the idea for let's do this kind of mix and match unset with some new cards and some old cards, because we don't really have a way to reprint uncards. You know, mm-hmm. We do all these reprint products now, but the silver border cards have nowhere to live.
Right.
And so I thought this would be a great place for them, so I worked with Mark not only and Chris Mooney also, that they did a lot of great work on this, to come up with both the reprint cards as well as the new cards. And so a lot of these new cards are based on things Mark gets requests for all the time. So you'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. Next question, is Mystery Booster only happening in Richmond?
It's a mystery.
It's not actually a mystery, because there's at least one other event posting going up today. If you check Pastime's website,
okay,
there is
mystery solved.
There is at least one other question mark in the.
We should just say where they're
doing
this, right?
It's PAX Unplugged.
PAX Unplugged. So, yeah. PAX Unplugged and Magic Fest Richmond are two places where you will be able to find Mystery Booster Convention Edition.
At least two places.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of weird if we did something that was only at two events, but.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird thing we're doing.
Product.
So
yeah.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, I'm excited for when we can actually talk about it, but the time is not now.
I'm excited for the moment, for Richmond. I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
All right, going through some more questions. Most of these are questions that we're just going to point to Gavin's shirt.
Yep.
A whole lot.
Oh, what are they, though? I'm so curious.
I'm going to answer this one. Do the mystery packs contain cards on the reserve list? No, they don't.
No.
No, they don't. Why are Command Fest Seattle and Chicago on the same weekend? Great question. Those were the weekends that worked out. Getting convention space, getting your crew there, figuring out all those kinds of logistics leads to a lot of things, and I know we were looking at a lot of different weekends that were available, and those two just happened to line up. But again, a lot of people, you know, most of these events we expect, some people will certainly travel, some people will drive, some people will fly, but a lot of the draw is for people in that area. And so if you live in the Midwest, you don't have to go to Seattle to go to that.
Right.
You can go to Chicago. So they just worked out that they're the same weekend. I'm going to be at Magic Fest Seattle. I imagine Gavin is. I don't know about you guys.
I'll probably be there.
I will regrettably not be there in a deep and wrong twist of
fate. What?
Yeah. He's in Chicago.
Whoa.
I was committed to go to a Luca game fair in Italy during
this
time for work reasons. So I'll be out there. Tragic to miss it, but it should be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Just go up to Blake and call him Gavin all weekend.
I like that.
Yeah. I'll give him my commander deck. It'll be fantastic.
I do want to answer this question about Mystery Booster, even though we said we weren't saying it says so Mystery Boosters are US only. I'll say we've only announced two US opportunities.
That's fair.
And there might be more.
Yeah, the others are a mystery.
The others are a mystery.
But there will be others.
But there will be others, and no, it's not. It's just US only.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry.
I just wanted to spell that right now. Let's keep going.
We're just uncovering all these new facts about Mr.
I know. I didn't want to go further. Where is Richmond? Virginia.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And PAX Unplugged is in Philadelphia as well.
So those are important bits of information.
Pennsylvania, which is in the U.S. as
Magic
well.
Magic Fest Richmond is also the site of Mythic Championship 6. So that's going to be a big weekend. Yeah. You've got a Grand Prix. You've got a Mystery. You've got a Mythic Championship. You've got all the stuff that goes with the Magic Fest.
Right.
Artists, side events, open tables. Is there a Command Fest or a Command Zone there?
There will be a Command Zone.
There's a Command Zone. So Magic Fest Richmond is going to be big.
Yeah, and I'm going to be there. So I mean, that's another thing you add to your list. Yeah. So there you go.
Okay, Gavin will be at Magic Fest Richmond. Not Command Fest, though. Come on, Gavin.
My favorite Twitch chat comment so far has been, it's a clipboard. Where is he getting the questions from?
I have my phone here, too. Okay,
it's a digital clipboard, okay?
Amazing.
That's the mystery.
Gavin, here's a question for you. I play a lot of Unstable! That's not the question. Will the new Unset have a similar Unstable set mechanics?
It's a mystery. am I going off brand here?
Wrong
I don't know.
Product, but you know, do what you're going
to
do.
Definitely. So with Unsanctioned, we looked at what players were asking for, what they really liked, and tried to give them more of that. Mm-hmm. So certainly some older mechanics are things that we went back to. Which ones? Wait and see. But February 29th, actually a little sooner when we preview the cards.
Yeah, we'll show off some stuff.
We'll be showing off some stuff, I think, probably before the end of the year. So
Maybe.
We'll see, Blake.
Well, some stuff.
Yes, some stuff. That's
some
what I said.
Some stuff. Okay, that is accurate. I am getting a lot of questions about when next year's Magic Fest schedule will be announced. Soon. I'm not going to say the exact date, but soon. Nobody likes when I announce announcements. Anyway. Game night deck contents when? Oh, yeah. The actual deck lists. Yeah, we will post those on the website soon.
Yeah.
So we'll post full deck lists for game nights, and then we'll include the 5 special cards as well.
And there's some cool splashy cards in there, too. You get a number of rares in every deck, and some really cool commander stuff.
Yeah, there's 4 rares beyond the headliner card. There's 4 rares in each deck. So, yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, and there's a couple in there that are currently seeing standard play, and some that did see standard play in the past. And so, yeah, there's good stuff in there. Let's see. What's in your cup? Water. Okay. While we're focusing so much on your shirt, where can they buy a shirt like that?
That's a good question.
This is a... Can I tell my quick story?
Sure.
I had this shirt made for a party I threw 6 years ago. I put it in my closet. Every year when it came time to get rid of my clothes, I was like, I can't get rid of this one. I might find a use for this. And then today I was getting dressed. I'm like, I bet I still have that old shirt. So here it is. It's the only one in the world. But maybe if there's enough demand, we'll make a mystery booster shirt. So I guess tweet at me, and I'll talk to the right people.
Will you sell this one to someone in chat?
Ooh. All right. Contact me on Twitter. I'll have
a little discussion. At Gavin Verhey on Twitter.
It's currently one of a kind. But yeah. Maybe we'll make Mr. Booster shirts. We'll see.
Just tweet at him and tell him he sent you the shirt. It's going to work.
I get mugged later today and someone takes a shirt off my back and that's the only thing they take, I'll know. I'll blame you, Mark, personally.
I'm getting a lot of questions about MTG Portal, apparently, still. It's not a thing anymore. Sorry, it was going to be. It's not a thing. We announced that a while back that it didn't quite work out. And we've actually transitioned into something called Magic Companion, which is an app that does a lot of things. But the primary cool thing is it does tournament organizing. Yep. And in the future, it's going to have the ability to link your phone to even local tournaments.
Right.
And so that's currently in beta. And so you can check that out. It's available right now for iOS and Android.
Yep.
Because it's in beta for iOS, you have to download Test Flight first. There's a lot of testing going on around that. It's a very cool app, and it's going to integrate a lot of things for tournament experiences. Let's make sure that we're covering all the actual questions. Gavin, how many unsanctioned decks are there? We said this earlier, but...
Yeah, there are 5 unsanctioned decks, 1 for each color. Mm-hmm. And then when you play, once again, you grab 2, and then the person you're playing against grabs 2, and you shuffle them together. You shuffle your 2 together, they shuffle their 2 together, and you play. So even though there are 5 decks in the box, unlike game night, it's meant to be a 1-on-1 experience, not a 5-player experience.
Yep.
You could play with more players if you had your own decks and you wanted to or something, but it's really meant as a 1-on-1 experience.
Yep.
And it is a blast. Once again, I was just keep saying we were smiling and cracking jokes, and the new cards do a great job of hewing to the unphilosophies. So, yeah. And the lands are gorgeous. It's great.
Should we all assume there will be no vendors or artists at Command Fest then? I'm not sure why we would assume that. Absolutely not. It is not just a big room with tables. There will be artists. There will be vendors. I would suggest that you go to CFB Events or Pastimes, their websites. Check them out, and they list kind of all the things that are, or, and Star City Games, and they kind of list all the things that are happening at their Command Fests.
Somebody had a good question in chat. Is the product actually called Mystery, or is it just the secret name until we learn more? Well, this is an actual booster.
That's an actual booster.
This is an actual booster of Mystery Booster. This is final packaging.
So, that's all we'll say about that. But the package that we hold in our hands and you will receive in Richmond and Unplugged will look like this.
Yeah.
I'm way behind on questions. Chat is getting ahead of me. Getting a lot of questions about Brawl on Arena. This isn't an Arena stream.
And also, nobody in this room works on Arena.
Nobody works
so
on
we
Arena.
Don't have any information for you.
I'll tell you information soon.
TM.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I'm excited, and it will be soon. So.
Yes.
I'm excited that you all are excited and asking questions about it. That's great.
I don't know what this means, but I'll throw it out there for you, Gavin, anyway. Red shirt guy, super Jesus, when?
Uh-huh. Answer the question, Gavin.
Answer it's the a question. Mystery.
What are you trying it's to hide, Gavin?
It's a mystery.
Okay, yes. And then we did get a very reasonable request to go through everything real quick. Again, in case you missed part of the stream.
Totally.
So step one was game night. We revealed 5 new cards that are in game night. And we talked about the contents.
Let's throw up the graphic of those 5 cards one more time.
Yep. So there are 5 new cards coming in game night.
These are not standard legal.
Nope. But game night comes with 5 60-card decks, 5 spin-down life counters, 5 life counter platforms, 20 +1/+1 counters, 15 double-sided tokens, 5 rules reference cards, 1 for each player, 1 rule book, and it comes out on November 15th.
Yeah.
And then the second thing we talked about was the bundle gift edition, which is this shiny bit of awesome here. So it is like the gift, it's like the bundle.
Yep.
It comes with a couple bonus things. So that comes with, I'm just going to list all the contents. 1 collector's booster, 1 oversized spin down life counter, which is
a
that thing
version.
Down there. It's
special
very special.
Version.
Thank you. Yeah. 10 Throne of Eldraine draft booster packs, 20 regular basic lands, 20 foil basic lands, and then 1 foil alternate art promo Piper of the Swarm. And so this is the same Piper of the Swarm that is in the
regular
bundle.
Yep.
And then it also comes with that cool piece of art.
Yeah. Yes.
Double-sided print.
So cool that we got to use Javier Dominguez's card for this. That's really
neat. Yeah, as soon as we... as soon as we knew we were going to create that card, we started looking around for other places we could like celebrate and show that off. We said, aha, the gift edition.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Let's see. Next up, we talked about Unsanctioned. And Gavin, you got 15 seconds. How would you describe Unsanctioned?
5 decks in a box, smash 2 of them together and play, 16 new uncards, tons of new 10 lands, 5 of which are foil, 5 of which are not foil in the sweet new frame, plus some normal lands, all the ungoodness that you love and expect. It's great. It's a blast. It's in a box. Have fun.
The silver bordered battle. I love it.
And it's also, it's got this, like, I will say, it's unsanctioned. It's got this kind of like fun, some of the cards have this fun like arena flavor, or not Magic the Gathering arena, but like a wrestling match kind of flavor to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see when you see the box eventually. It's great.
Okay. And then last thing we talked about, it's a mystery.
Yeah, mystery booster.
It's a mystery. Magic Fest Richmond, PAX Unplugged, maybe some other places. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. All right, I'm going to call that. And thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Gavin,
for stopping by and telling us about some of these cool things coming up soon. If you want more information on either... there's no more information on the Mystery Booster. There is an article going up on Daily MTG that points to the Mystery Booster and says, less information than we've even shared here. But if you want more information on Unsanctioned, there we do have an article up on Daily MTG going up in about 20 minutes, maybe sooner. And then if you want to know, again, not more about Mystery Booster, but if you want to know more about the event surrounding Mystery Booster at Magic Fest Richmond, go to cfbevents.com/mystery. And then if you want to know more about PAX Unplugged, check out Pastime's website. And other than that, I think that's all the places to go to right now.
Well, I'm excited to go and start reading what the internet thinks Mystery Booster is. So I'm going to do that right after this.
It's probably going to be pretty close to that thread that was guessing what we were going to announce today.
Yeah.
Because it's still a mystery.
I'm so excited.
It's still a mystery.
It could be anything.
Yeah. Even a boat. All right. Thank you for joining us. Next week, we will be back with the esports team to talk a little bit about the upcoming Mythic Championship. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Bye.